This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Yeah. There's a little Counting Crows in the house.
Love it.
Dan Wilson running the ones and twos back there. Nice job. How about a Richie cup of coffee reference, too? Who was expecting that after our coffee conversation? That was good stuff. Did you not hear that, John? You didn't have your headphones on yet. The Stager Coming Back did a little John Richie Folgers play. Ooh. The best part of waking up is a little Richie in your cup.
No
How about
way.
That? Yeah.
How about that?
I know.
And now you've poured yourself coffee, no?
I did.
Can I just say,
you
guys know we have the most interesting conversations with Richie throughout these commercial breaks.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Honestly, sometimes I wish that you'd just say the things that you say to us off air, on air, so it'd be wildly entertaining. But we're standing over by the coffee cart, and he's like, "Do you ever just drink half and half? Like plain?" I'm like,
I did when I was a child.
No, he's like, I do all the time. Like the little packs,
really?
They're good. I think I'm gonna pour some.
John,
right,
you are 100% right.
That
you, it's
right
so good.
So I did it when I was a child. I remember doing.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, when I was like got, five.
Right now, there's the big paper. I don't know what size it is.
A quart.
It's a quart. Yeah. Of half and half, and it's taking all of my
no
self-restraint
way.
To not. Pound that.
Wow.
No, see, I won't drink it out of that, John, but the little things, I'll drink them.
Oh, the tiny
little
ones.
Oh, they're so good.
Oh, and even if it's completely fake, it might not even be half.
The fake
half.
Stuff I don't
be,
like.
It might be but coffee. Yeah. Like it might
coffee
be fake
made or
hazelnut
something.
Hazelnut flavor. Yeah, I'll drink those.
See the flavor I can
prefer.
Get.
I prefer the half and half.
I did this when I was like 6 years old. And
well, why'd you stop?
I don't know. Actually, that's a good point. Maybe I'm wrong about that. I was
it's
about
really
to.
Good.
It's a little explosion of flavor right there on the table for you.
215.
I always deplete that entire little dish. Like I'll drink.
Do you really will?
Wow. Every single one.
That's so funny. I can't believe
and I,
that.
And this is before I drank coffee. I would just drink those.
So I've been a coffee drinker for forever. People say I like a little coffee with my half and half.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, so I like
white.
Half and half in coffee.
It's
like,
my coffee's
I,
white.
Yeah. I'm not like a black coffee guy.
No,
or whatever.
No.
I just won't drink the half and half on its own. That's
no.
where I.
It's pretty good. You should try it.
Maybe I have to.
And by the way, if you add that to your eggs, if you add instead of milk.
Oh, to cook it. Yeah, I know about
when that.
Scramble
like,
yeah,
scramble
yeah,
eggs.
That I know about.
It makes them even better.
Yeah, nice and fluffy and all that.
Yeah.
No, that's a good call. So I'm going to try it. Maybe I'll try drinking one. Well, let's maybe I'll do it during the break. We'll see what happens.
Let's all do a shot of half and half.
Stay tuned. A shot of half and half. Let's get crazy.
Crazy.
We got a quart.
I like it. By the way, shout out.
Half a quart.
Sue and Claire coming to hang out today. Shout out to Sue and Claire. Big fans of the morning show. Very excited to hang out with Sue and Claire this morning as they watch the show. Twitter poll question of the day. Sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. In 2025, Armin Chevrolet is proudly celebrating 25 years of serving the automotive needs of the Delaware Valley together. Let's drive ArminChevy.com. We're asking today. And you can comment on the phone lines as well on this at 215-592-9494. Who is the Eagles' biggest competition in the NFC after the big first wave of free agency teams are making moves? Who's the biggest contender in the NFC? The Lions, the Commanders, the Niners, or the
Who do you
Rams?
Think?
So I think I'm with Richie when I.
Dark Horse Bears.
Yeah.
Real dark.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
You think Ben Johnson could turn around like that?
I think Ben Johnson's going to turn it faster.
Look, Caleb Williams is talented. If he can get, like, they have talent there. Like, I do think of all the.
How many close score games did they lose?
A lot. And honestly, that Hail Mary felt like it just ruined their season. They were never the same.
It would ruin my life.
Keep your eyes peeled. Keep your head on a swivel. We're talking NFC. I said our biggest rival is the
Commanders.
I do think the Rams are going to bring up the rear and be best when it matters most.
You can't count them out in a big
late
game.
Season.
As we saw,
they're going to be timing it up, just like we're talking about. The Phillies need to time their offense up in the postseason. I think the Rams, Sean McVay, Devontae Adams, Matthew Stafford, they will be timing up their offense just when it matters most for the postseason. So I do worry about them a little bit. But then...
Why are the Vikings listed?
Another one I thought of, but it's because of the quarterback.
Okay. I don't know.
That was my thought, too, though, because they could be good again. I mean, he's a great coach. J.J. McCarthy's
coming
won at every
from
level.
That injury.
It was more of a space issue with the amount of...
I actually thought it was two poles, but probably not worth it. I like the Lions, just because, I mean, there is a concern.
I think they're a bit underrated right now,
they lost both their offensive defense coordinator, but if they get all their guys healthy... They were decimated and still finished with that great record.
Mm-hmm.
Literally decimated defensively. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, look, Aiden Hutchinson, was gone most of the year.
He's their best defensive player.
Correct.
No, I think the Lions, I was going to say Commanders are probably my choice, but I do think we're underrating the Lions a bit. They are still, I mean, they were a 14-win team last year, 15-win, whatever
15,
it was.
Maybe.
So, I agree. But we do know, we just saw it, losing the coordinators. That can really hurt you.
Especially and when they're that
good. When they're that
Those
good. They both get head coach jumps, you
Aaron
know.
Glenn.
Yeah, they're very impressive. And look, with the Commanders thing, too, I will say, and I know Jaden Daniels was the best rookie quarterback we've seen, but look, C.J. Stroud a year ago, we were
regressed.
Oh, my God, best. That's what happened. Jordan Love. What a year Jordan Love had. He's going to be even better. I feel like there's always like a little step back before
they go. It's
called
you get tape on them.
Yeah, and then they figure it out and whatever. So I do think there's that potential with the Commanders too. All right, 215-592-9494 if you want to chime in on that. And what's your biggest reason for optimism, your biggest reason for pessimism with the Phillies? Again, we are 6 days away from the season starting, which is crazy. Let's go back to the phones and talk to our buddy JP in Plymouth Meeting. What up, JP?
Hey, guys, how's it going? I'm excited. You know, we're less than a week away from the Phillies. I am nervous because, like I've always said, we've regressed every season. But, John, you did it yesterday and you did it again today. Your little hype message for the Phillies, like, you get me motivated. You get me excited. I am excited. I really am. I can't wait. I haven't been this excited for the Phillies since I can't tell you when. We're
better than everyone's giving credit. Let's not forget how talented we are. Yeah. It's a big deal, man.
And as far as the Eagles, like, I'm going to go with the Lions because we didn't face the Lions. We all thought we were destined to go to Detroit for the NFC Championship and play it there. And we never got a chance to play Detroit. So I'm still thinking that they're going to be our toughest competition next season.
Yeah, well... Ben Johnson is a big reason why their offense was as exciting and dynamic. And yeah, I just don't know. I'm not a big Jared Goff fan, never have been. I think that he'll give you what the offensive coordinator allows. So I don't know what to expect right now. And maybe you're right. We'll see. You know, halfway through the season, we'll reassess. Right now, Jaden Daniels, holy cow, man. That dude is
awesome.
All that, and they know it. They know it in Washington. And they're saying, you know what? We're
Let's
just going to spend.
It.
We're going to add. We're going to give this kid every weapon he needs, man, and we're going to protect him.
Well, we always hear the biggest advantage in sports is having a great rookie quarterback on a rookie deal that you could just do so much more from a roster perspective, and Washington seems like they're trying to take advantage of it. And it's a smart move. It's a smart move. Washington doing smart things in football.
Who knew?
I'm not used to it. All right, JP, give us an answer for a fictional service person.
Lieutenant Dan.
Lieutenant Dan is a big,
awesome job.
Yeah, that is a massive answer. I was waiting for Lieutenant Dan.
That's my leader.
Can I make a request?
Might be, yeah.
Can callers say what it's from?
It's Forrest Gump.
Okay. See, like, wait, I didn't really?
Devin.
Everybody knows it's from Forrest Gump.
I didn't know that.
Devin.
I've seen Forrest Gump once, and I didn't like it.
Wow.
And
yeah, me too. I only saw it once and didn't like it. But yeah, Lieutenant Dan's kind of pretty famous.
He's pretty famous.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, but that's okay. How about this? You just let us know if we need, if you need a little. We can
Well, no, because then you're going to yell at me if I
would
don't
never.
Know.
No,
we this won't is yell.
You know what? We are a little
Someone
harsh on her.
I
with
enjoy
not
it,
getting
though.
The movie
See,
references.
What you're missing is that it makes my day every time these things happen. It's enjoyable.
We
to,
need to be
to
more encouraging
and to tell you about these cool things that you should know.
See,
about,
I'm just
you know?
Glad that Elliot Shore Parks is online because he's the one other host at WIP
That's
who
true.
Understands my struggle
well, let's
with
ask
not
him.
Knowing these
is
old
it,
movies.
It's a good
Does
question. We're going to find
understand?
Out. No. See, here's the difference, and it's a compliment to Devin, is that Devin actually cares about not knowing these things. That's a big difference. Let's go out on the guest line and talk to our guy, Elliot Shore Parks. Do you know who Captain Dan is, Elliot?
Well, now I do from Yeah. I also thought you said Spartaco, so I was a little confused for a little bit. But I guess you said Forrest Gump is where he's from.
Yes, not Spartaco, did you think I said?
Oh, my God. Get your
Wait,
ears cleaned out with the camera.
Hold on. Elliot, what is Spartaco?
I just figured it was some movie from the
80s. Do
you
mean Spartacus from, like, the 60s?
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah.
Wow, so, Elliot, you've seen less than what? Like, you've seen less than Joe DiCamera?
Oh, yeah.
You've seen less?
Way less.
Yeah.
What's like, wrong see, with you?
Elliot,
what were you doing?
Elliot generally has a rule that if it was made before 2000, he's not particularly interested in it.
Oh, come
yeah,
on,
yeah.
man. Before 2000?
It's the worst rule that anyone has in my life.
I have gotten into movies from the 80s because I have found
proud
it very, like, relaxing and, like, you know, you can tweak to them
proud,
and stuff.
Proud.
What?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So... Oh, yeah, guy.
Oh, my.
I don't even. How are we supposed to pivot from that to, like, Eagles, Elliot? Like, come on, man. You could do better. All right. 215-592-9494. Get online now. Come to the calls after Elliot.
I bet Elliot could beat Joe in a race, though.
Absolutely. Elliot,
I mean,
Elliot
like,
works
in
out,
sport
keeps in
also.
Shape and all that. Yeah.
Elliot, is there
yeah,
anything?
I would love Joe in a race. Yeah.
Did you do sports in high school?
Yes, I did lead my JV soccer team in goals for 4 games, but then I quit. So I was good.
So he is basically mini Joe DiCamera, is basically.
Exactly.
He's like a slightly more athletic version of Joe DiCamera. Yeah.
But he took it a lot farther than Joe did.
He did. Yeah, he actually played in games.
Kudos to you.
Kudos to you. All right, Elliot. The first wave of free agency is over. Obviously, the teams will look different by the time you get to training camp in the season. But, like, the biggest, the vast majority of the big moves have been made so far in the NFL. Where are you at with the Eagles right now? I lost a lot of guys. Obviously, you know, we trust Howie, and they've made some nice under-the-radar moves with, the Ojulari signing. But overall, big picture, how do you feel about the Eagles right now after, like, the main first wave of free agency is officially over?
Yeah, I think they're in a really good place. You know, during free agency, so often the discussion becomes like who they lost or who they gained, who they have, who they don't have. But like ultimately, the guys we've talked about this week are probably not going to have a huge impact on next season. Next season is going to be about how good is Jalen, how, you know, the job Nick does, AJ, Devontae, Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith, Jalen Hunt. And I still feel really good about those guys. You know, obviously coming off of a Super Bowl, we saw the challenges in both 18 when they won it and 23 when they didn't, that it can be hard, obviously, to play that next season. But just having been around this group of guys, you know, players, coaches, I really think winning the Super Bowl is going to catapult them more than they're going to deal with any type of hangover. Just, I think a big season's coming from Jalen. So as much as, we can talk about if the roster is better or worse than it was when they lined up the last time they played, I would lean better just because I think Jalen's going to be better, and I think that matters so much more than all of the, you know, roster pieces we've talked about.
Wow. Hey, I am excited about a guy that we were talking about earlier in the week, Lewis Cine. Are other people excited about Lewis Cine?
No.
Look, a former first-round pick, there is some pedigree there, but had a big injury. Elliot, is this a move that they're, like, he actually could turn into something, or is it just kind of a total flyer?
Yeah, the reason I love talking football with Rich is because he will ask about the most fringe roster guy that I'm excited to talk about and he's excited to talk about. But Look, I was in on Lewis Cine in the draft. I mean, just being around him in the few weeks that he was in Philadelphia, you can see why there is so much potential and excitement for him as a safety prospect. I mean, he's built like a linebacker.
Wow.
He's obviously familiar with all the Georgia guys, so we've seen how that helped, obviously, now with Aziz there as well. So former first-round pick, I don't think he ever really got a chance. Like, he got hurt, and then he got cut. So, I think that part of the reason, not a large part, but part of the reason they're willing to move on from Chauncey is I do think they're excited about Sidney, but also Lewis Cine, I think he's definitely a thing to keep an eye on.
Me too. I mean, it's legitimate. This is a thing. So,
and it was only a couple years ago. He was the 30th pick in the draft, right? Was it two years ago or something?
Teammates, again.
Yeah. That is recent.
Teammates with these
Richie,
players.
Richie, can I tell you something?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Vilani and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You get me a little excited about Lewis Cine. We'll be Lewis Cine buddies together.
We should be excited about him.
No,
I'm telling you, he's going to be a part of this. He's going to be a part of this. So, is there anything new that we can gather on any of the stuff we were talking about recently? Dallas Goedert was one of those things.
Yeah, it's a great
Dallas
question.
Goedert,
where's that at?
We know we love him. We don't know if he's going to be around. Is there anything new?
Yeah. So at this point, I think you're probably looking at a draft trade or a post-draft decision on what they're going to do with him. I do think there was momentum, and you know they tried to get something done in terms of a trade during those first few days of free agency, but obviously it didn't happen. And now you're at a point where a lot of teams are going to, you know, sit back, look at what they have after this first wave of free agency, and then look at the draft. And it is a strong tight end draft. So I think the Eagles' best bet at this point is you sit, you wait, and maybe a team that thinks they're going to get a tight end in the draft doesn't, and then that offer for Goddard, which is probably not going to be much, but maybe it goes up a little bit. So the waiting game, I think, is probably where they're at with this now. But also, there's the June 1st cut ramifications. If they trade or cut him prior to June 1st, I believe they lose around $9 million in cap space. If they do it after June 1st, I think they gain around $5 million. So there is financial benefit to waiting as well.
Jeez, well.
And both their June, they're not, I don't think they're going to cut him, but both their June 1st curse are. June, excuse me, sorry, I'm struggling to get out. June 1st cuts are used up with Darius Slay and James
Bradbury.
Drop
of the week, what just happened?
Well, I didn't actually say it. It was like it was just pho came out, which is allowed to be said on the radio. But anyway, go ahead, Elliot.
Yeah, both June 1st cuts, which is how you say it right there.
There you go. Thank you. Yes.
You nailed it.
You did
awesome
it.
At saying that.
June 1st cuts is not
June
the easiest.
June 1st cuts.
Yeah, that's what I get.
June 1st cuts.
Yeah, it's almost like we talk for a living.
So, I know, right? What a thought.
Hey, so Tyler Steen, it feels like we're just, for now, Tyler Steen is the right guard, right?
So I think if they were to practice today, Tyler Steen would be with the first team offense. And I think when, you know, we get a chance to watch OTAs, which aren't even that far away now, which is crazy, he'll probably be up there first with the right guard as well. But ultimately, I think they want Kenyon Green to win this job. Ooh. I think internally they view Tyler Steen as a high-level backup low-level starter, and we've seen that through their actions. Last year, Mekhi Becton took that job from him, and I think they are probably expecting Kenyon Green to do the same thing. So, obviously, Kenyon Green, I think, has a wide variety of outcomes here. Like, he has not played well in the NFL, but neither had Mekhi Becton. So, Tyler Steen kind of raises the floor, but I think Kenyon Green raises the ceiling at that position.
Holy cow. All right. And then we don't seem to ever talk about our third wide receiver ever.
Yeah. Good point. Really. Jahan Dotson, the third round pick they traded for him.
He did some stuff at the end of the season.
He made catches in the Super Bowl. Like, you know, he almost scored the first touchdown.
Yeah. Is he good enough? Like, are they just, because he was pretty good.
Yeah. He got better as the season went on, I would say. He made a couple, like, that catch, was it in the Commanders game he made where it was, like, kind of bothering? Yeah. It was a really nice play. What's the deal with Jahan Dotson?
His pedigree's there, but his performance as an NFL player has not been. Are we just expecting he'll pick it up?
Is it also possible that coming in to start the season and you know, just jumping right in, that with a full off season to train with him, that could be something that lifts him up as well?
Yeah, and I mean, remember, he had the first touchdown of the playoffs too. Like, he caught that touchdown.
Oh yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
So he did have, you know, almost a way better postseason combined in those two games than he did the entire regular season. So I think certainly with a full off season, you know, he can probably, you know, he'll work out with Jalen this off season. He'll throw with Jalen. He'll come into OTAs. He'll do training camp. All that will help. But ultimately, we're just never going to talk about the third receiver as a big statistical guy here. Like, with AJ, with Devontae, with Saquon, you know, we'll see about Dallas. Like, I don't think you can say Jahan Dotson was a complete disappointment, because it wasn't like he was getting the ball thrown to him left and right and dropping it. He wasn't really getting it. Now, there were those few games where he had an opportunity, you would think, to play a larger role, and that didn't happen. But this is the benefit of winning the Super Bowl. You know, when you have that catch in the Super Bowl, you have the touchdown against the Packers. I think the Eagles probably look at that trade and go, you know, it wasn't maybe the disaster it felt like right away. So I just think as a third receiver, you're never going to see a ton of, you know, ton of targets or a ton of yards from that spot.
Yeah, it'll be interesting with a full offseason. And look, if Goddard is moved, then, you know, maybe he does get more targets and all that. So we'll see how that plays out. All right, Elliot, last question before we get out of here, then we're coming back to the phones. What's next, you know, for Howie? If you had to, you know, put on your predictor cap, what do you think the next move or trade or thing that happens is?
Well, so the next thing for the Eagles is the NFL annual meeting. So those are next week, or, you know, week and a half from now in Florida. So Howie, Jeffrey, Nick will all be down there. We'll hear from all of them, including Jeffrey, which obviously is, you know, we only hear from him really once or twice a year. So for the Eagles, that's the next big thing on the calendar. But in terms of the roster construction, I think they're in a really good place. You know, they can kind of sit back, see if maybe some of the prices of free agents that are still out there drop lower. They're not in a desperate situation. Yes, they probably need to add a veteran at safety, I would say, is probably like a one roster thing they do need. But there's no rush for that. So, I think they can relax and kind of look forward to this trip to Florida in a week and a half.
All right. Elliot Shore Parks, check him out on Twitter. The Go Birds podcast, check it out.
Elliot, have you ever run a 40?
Yes, I actually did run a 40 on the Lincoln Financial Field.
Ooh, so like no a big real deal. Deal. What was the time?
So I vaguely remember it was like a 5.4, but
that's
also
actually pretty good for you. I would you would definitely beat the camera. Well, the camera's over 6 for sure.
I bet Joe's like
7 maybe. Like,
I bet he's like a 6.6.
Yeah,
6.6.
It's hard. Yeah, it's hard to be 7 seconds at a 40. You have to be like really slow, right?
I don't know.
A 4 in high school. I was like a 5.4, 5.6 guy, like somewhere there. I wasn't super fast, but
Joe
leans the wrong way.
So yeah. That's commendable, Elliot.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah, no. Well,
you and Jimmy would be a good race, actually.
Yeah,
you guys would.
No, I think Jim. At first, I thought you meant Jimmy Kempke, but the funny part about it was when I ran the 40, it actually was me and Jimmy Kempke, and
hence why your mind went there. I would think. Yes.
Yeah, while we were running it, Malcolm Jenkins came and like halfway through saw we were doing it. And just literally, like, just watching the difference between him running
great.
And us running. Yeah,
I'm sure.
Oh, man, that's
I'm
tough.
I'm sure. Yeah, that's a tough one right there.
Yeah.
All right, Elliot, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks, buddy. We appreciate it.
All right, talk to you.
All right, pal.
See
there
ya.
You go. Can you imagine? Yeah, it's like.
Like feeling good about yourself if you're winning a little bit, and then an NFL, like Malcolm Jenkins, too, of all people.
I always describe
that's what's
it.
Crazy.
Like, so this is a feeling that Devin, Rhea, and I have, and John, you had it at some point in your life, but this is not something you experienced as early as we did. That feeling when you realize you're not faster than everyone. Like, oh, when you're like, you know, because every kid, like my daughter thinks she's the freaking, you know, Michael Johnson or Usain Bolt. Like, and you were, though. For a long time, you were faster than everyone. Like,
when
you think you're faster and you're running next to someone and they just pull away from you, it is like the most demoralizing feeling.
It wasn't for me as much only because I ran track and cross country.
Oh, yeah, so I forgot you did. Yeah.
I ran distances. So,
so you didn't care about the sprints as much.
You were there to outlast people.
You know that the camera, when we started our show, actually for, maybe he still does. He believed that if we raced, he and I, if
oh,
we
I know.
Raced,
dude, I mean, he thinks that he'll beat you one-on-one. He thinks he'll beat you one-on-one.
He thought, yeah.
Dude, like, he doesn't understand that you could have literally never picked up a basketball before and still beat him at one-on-one. Like,
right.
He, and it's the same thing he's doing with Fritz. It's like, the guy doesn't understand the stamina, like, at, like having to put, does he, he's going to fall on the ground 2 points in. Like, does he not understand how you would just, you would bully him in basketball.
Yeah, like, exactly. That's why I was amazed that he agreed to the one-on-one part with Fritz.
It's like he doesn't care about
basketball.
Size.
He said, yeah, we'll play to 11.
Stamina, none of it matters.
It.
It's like, yeah. I'm a shooter.
Fritz can block your shots,
yes.
Joe.
Yeah, but you know,
you can't run or jump. He can hold his hand in the air.
He's
going to
be begging
shot.
For fouls, though, so he can just take his free throws. Like, that's what he's going to do.
Right.
That's
oh,
why
no, no,
he's
no
open
free
to it. He's going to try to worm his way around.
No. There are no free throws. It's one-on-one.
No.
So you can get the ball if you get fouled, but there's no free throws. Like, we
well,
don't.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
We're not giving
I
him
think
the
you
out
should just
throws.
Make fouls not a thing in it, too, so Joe
can get beat down.
Yeah.
I don't hate that idea.
Like
he's
that.
Definitely going to try something tricky like that.
Absolutely.
Try to find some loophole.
Well, we just don't want to give him a loophole. Like, that's the issue. We don't want to be the ones to create the loophole because we know he's the king of freaking loopholes. All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up in a couple minutes, some Marcus Morris audio that is going to make John Ritchie's blood boil. I just know it. That's coming up in just a minute. Let's go back to the phone and talk to our buddy Ed in Phoenixville. Eddie.
Good morning team, minus the camera.
What's up?
How's everyone doing?
Doing great.
Still, how's everyone doing?
I'm still digesting the. And you speaking about, like, you know, creamer in your coffee. I'm wondering what Elliot put in his coffee, but with the whole Kenyon Green over Tyler Steen take. Now I'm just trying to get my head around that.
So I'm not. All I'll say, Ed, is that they did invest in Kenyon Green by trading for him. He is a former first-round pick, like Mekhi Becton type thing. And to his point, like, they don't love Steen. Like, their actions.
They don't. It's clear.
Like, Mekhi Becton doing what he did last year.
Yeah. Like,
that really helps the mindset that you can reform a former first-round pick with great success. Like,
as long as they're coachable.
For that.
Yeah. Yeah.
We don't know that about
Green. Again.
I totally agree. And look, teams tell you what they think of players by the moves they make and how much they play them.
Yeah.
They've told
Jeff
you.
Jeff Stoutland is going to reform this former first round player again, and they're counting on it.
And look, it might not happen. Maybe he can't get back there or whatever. But I do agree with Elliot. I think that in a perfect world, the Eagles want Kenyon Green to be their guard.
Yeah. I guess we just have to see how Kenyon Green develops. I mean, you know, Steen was the starter until he got hurt last year, and then the rest is history. So I think he's going to be better with reps.
That's not exactly true. He was the starter until they signed Becton, and then it was a competition. As soon as they decided to move Becton to guard, it was like he was the starter by
well,
situation. There was no one else there.
And then
you know?
He never gave it back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I really don't think they are as high on Steen as you are.
Ed. Yeah, their actions, you know, believe what people tell you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
what do you got
one
on the
quick idea. Curious about the change of approach that everyone's seeing. How is Bryson Stock going to do? How's, Nick Castellanos, who's flailing at less pitches, Trey Turner. I'm really kind of curious, and it's kind of a – I haven't heard much about him, but, you know, Brandon Marsh went from – in 2023, his OPS against lefties was not great, but it was functional, and it was historically bad last year to the point to where you just couldn't hit him against lefties. Like, I want to see kind of as – if there's something that they tweak in his approach, like, I'm not expecting a lot, but –
Well, you know, and I think the biggest thing they have to do is let him face lefties, you know, and it's one of those things where he will never get better at hitting left-handed pitches if he doesn't get a chance to try and hit left-handed pitching, you know, and it's a self-fulfilling thing. Like, so it's one of the, like, they have to decide whether they want Brandon Marsh to be an everyday player, whether they believe he can be an everyday player. And then if so, you got to give him a little runway, you know?
Do you believe he can be
our
center fielder? Do you believe he's the best player for that position?
I think,
is he better than Rojas?
I think he's better than Rojas, obviously not defensively, but offensively.
As an overall player.
Yeah, as an overall player. But look,
is he better enough that he should be that every
day? I need to say, to Ed's point, I don't know till I see if he is improving against left-hand pitching, and they haven't faced him enough against
That's all it is, because he's a pretty solid defender.
He's a fine center fielder, you know, like slightly above average maybe. But, Ed, to your point, like, I'm with you. I want to see them go into the season and say Brandon Marsh is going to get, like, three-fourths of the starts in center field. We're going to play him against lefties, maybe not every single lefty, but this guy's going to get a chance to prove whether he can do it. And then that sets you up for not to, you know, believe in Dombo at the trade deadline, but, you know, then you know heading into the deadline if you need to make a move there or something.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Eddie, you got an answer for us?
It's a trap. Admiral Akbar.
Oh, that's a trap.
That is pretty
good. I don't know what that's from.
Thank you.
Are you kidding me?
That is so disappointing. Yeah.
Neither of them.
Take a guess, Rhea. The one you normally don't know, and you're like, I've never seen it. And everyone else.
Is it Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Okay. To me, they're both one and the same.
They could not be more different, first and foremost, Star Wars and Star Trek.
My wife, Emily,
is a big Star Trek fan. She would be very mad at you for saying that.
No, I do that to people because I know it annoys them.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really care that much.
Not familiar.
So you're just trolling people when it comes to Star Wars.
Oh, 100% I troll.
Anyway, Admiral Akbar, it's a drop. It's from Star Wars.